Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. Today we're talking about how to talk meaningfully about the communion. Part two today, this is teaching tips number 108, and last week we had a first look at how to talk meaningfully about the communion, or the Lord's Supper as it's often called, because, well, I have a passion for meaningful communion talks at our services. We need to avoid the dull repetition or the going off topic in search of creativity that sometimes happens. We need to go a bit deeper. And so I'd like to talk about the atonement. Now, I did a series on this a little while ago. I'm going to pick some bits from it. And today we're talking about the particular perspective on the atonement, which is sometimes called Christus Victor. In other words, the victory of the Christ. And here we're discussing the Satanward satisfaction of the atonement. In other words, satisfying Satan. What does that really mean? Well, I'm going to give you some scriptures and some thoughts. I can't read all the scriptures in a short podcast like this, but I will put them all in the show notes. So firstly, let's talk about the war that's going on. When you read your Bible, it's clear that there is a war going on. In the Old Testament, God is always battling things, even hostile waters, sea monsters, and other gods. Have a look at Daniel. And then Satan in the New Testament, he is portrayed as the ruler of this world, John 12:31. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out. He's there at the moment, but he's going to be and is in the process of being driven out by Jesus. Other references in John 14 and 16 are in the show notes. In 1 John 5:9, it says, "We know that we are the children of God and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one." We are living in enemy territory. The entire world is under his sway. There's a war going on. And what does Jesus do when he comes? He heals those oppressed by the devil. Acts 10:38. Jesus of Nazareth had the Holy Spirit and power, went around doing good and healing all who were under what? The power of the devil, because God was with him. Acts 10:38. Jesus healed those oppressed by the devil. He dealt with evil, religious pride, spirits, prejudice, marginalization, and sickness. And indeed, we are held in bondage by sin, aren't we? According to Romans 3, verse 9. We all are under the power of sin, it says. Paul treats sin rather like a semi-autonomous power. There is a war going on, and we are POWs, prisoners of war. What are we going to do? Well, we're so lucky because Christ has the victory. That's the one of the aspects of the atonement. According to John 12:31, the prince of this world will be driven out, as we mentioned earlier. He is having victory over his enemies. In fact, according to Colossians 2:15, he has disarmed the powers, the authorities. He's made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. How? By the cross. That's a fantastic verse to use in a communion. He has set Satan's captives free, Luke 4:8 and Ephesians 4:8, and therefore we now have peace. The war is over. Well, in some respects anyway. And we have that unity and that peace with Christ, Colossians 1:16 and verse 20 as well. He has destroyed the works of the devil, 1 John 3, verse 8. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. He has destroyed him. He has defeated him. He has destroyed the one who has the power of death and has freed us, Hebrews 2:14 to 15. He's put all his enemies under his feet, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. He is stronger than the strong man, Luke 11:21 to 22. He has given us life where Satan planned death for us, John 10, verse 10. We participate in this victory, the victory in the war against sin and Satan, 1 Peter 3:21 to 22, talking about baptism saving us by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, his victory over death, who has gone into heaven and is at God's right hand with angels, authorities, and powers, all powers, including Satan's powers, in submission to him, 1 Peter 3:21 to 22. So in conclusion, in this view, the victory over evil is the fundamental aspect of the atonement. Salvation, in a sense, is a byproduct. Christus Victor saves by conquering evil. Let me quote for you from a book I read about this. Jesus died as our substitute and bore our sin and guilt by voluntarily experiencing the full force of the rebel kingdom we have allowed to reign on earth. The strengths of the Christus Victor model? The focus is on what Christ and God did. We participate. It's not about us and not about what we do. It's very Christ and God focused. Sharing in the victory also affects our lifestyle. It gives us hope for the future. we personally are overcoming and helping out others to do so. Fantastic to have that sense of vision and hope and faith for the future. There are some weaknesses in this view, but I tell you what, I'm not going to tell you what I think those are. I'd like to know what you think. You can put some thoughts into the comments box at the bottom of wherever you see this podcast. Next time, we're going to talk about substitution as a model of the atonement. But I've got a question for you here. So, having talked about this war, having talked about the victory, having talked about the benefit to us, having talked about the strengths of this model, how do you think this view of the atonement could be brought to life in a communion talk? What scriptures, what images, what stories would give people confidence as they take the bread and wine that they are set free, that they are released, and they are on the winning side? I'd love to know what you think. Please put your comment in the comment box below. We learn best when we learn in community. A couple of favors, if you wouldn't mind, please pass the link to this on to one other person who might benefit, and hit the like button or give us a review in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. I'd really appreciate that. And of course, it would increase the visibility of these recordings, which would then mean more people would notice them and hopefully benefit. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. God bless.